everybody. I'm Sherry Kane.
And I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us.
People think that the government just infiltrated the conspiracy movement, but no, they actually created it from the start.
It has the whole background of connections between the drug industrialists and the media moguls, so that the programming on television and Hollywood even is outcoming from the same sources of counterintelligence that keep us enslaved to a dysfunctional and degenerative and intoxicating paradigm called modern medicine.
I mean, they have arms all over the place. It's unbelievable what these people can do and how relentless they are.
It's a fascinating time, and there's more and more revelations coming out about who's trustworthy and who's not. People and that this great nation depends upon the balance of powers that freedom of the press holds. And if you can't depend on even the independent media to tell you the truth, because it's been infiltrated by COINTELPRO operatives, which we've been increasingly evidencing materially, proving.
The diversion, the lies.
And so that now we're faced with having to develop alternatives in the alternative media.
The way they discredit everything that's really serious out there.
An energy weapon, and it exploded right outside the window that I would typically sit at, and the shock wave of energy went through the glass.
This is over and over again.
Yeah.
And I wonder what the hell is the matter with people. Who the hell is telling the truth out there, and who the hell isn't?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Horo Kane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane. I'm actually here doing this show alone. I have a special guest today. Dr. Horowitz is taking off for the day. He will be returning tomorrow. As you know, we're dealing with a lot of horrendous litigation issues, dealing with the COINTELPRO and trying to defend our property in Hawaii. So we are really busy these days. But thank you for joining us today. Thank you to our sponsors, HealthyWorldStore.com, for your awesome products, keeping people healthy throughout the year. Check out the 528 section today in the store, as well as books authored by Dr. Horowitz. His latest book is the Book of 528, Prosperity, Key of Love. For more information on that, go to thebookof528.com. Also, check out our other sponsor, CureShop.com. That's CureShoppe.com. For carrying Dr. Horowitz's books, also products infused with the 528 Hertz frequency of love. If you are a musician, we encourage you to upload your original tracks to 528records.com. So all musicians, please go to 528records.com, upload your original tracks to the site. You will become part of the music library. Your music will get sent back to you in an MP3 file that's been transposed into the 528 Hertz frequency of love. And then you, as part of our library, if anyone donates for your music, you will get 60% royalties from that. So it's an awesome way to get your music out in the most healing way. Also, check out 528radio.com for your awesome products. Check out 528radio.com for your awesome music and genres that have been transposed into the 528 Hertz frequency. Wanting to add considerable amounts of genres to the site. Every day we're adding more and more, so we really need your donations. Please send them in today if you can help us, or if you really enjoy 528radio.com, because it is really great to listen to your favorite tunes that have been transposed into the 528 hertz frequency. So thank you, everybody, for joining us today. I want to welcome a very, very special guest who's been with us before. She is a sister to us. She is an independent investigator, an intelligence analyst, a journalist. She actually was part of the CIA at one time in the Psychological Operations Department. She's a black ops survivor. She exposes government lies, crimes, corruption, and cover-ups, and she also loves Jesus. I want to welcome her back to the program. Thank you for joining us, Barbara. Barbara Hartwell, everyone.
Well, good evening, Sherry. There's an echo on the line.
Oh.
All right. No, it's not happening now. It just happened when I first came on.
Oh.
I wanted to tell you that I love your opening segment with the music and what you and Len are describing about the COINTELPRO and who is telling the truth and who is not. That's what we're all about.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I love the work. You have done so much work, so much amazing work, really getting the truth out there. And I believe it happened pretty much the same way it happened to us, is you are a truth seeker. You're somebody with a very beautiful heart, and you know and understand God, you fear God, and you know that once you know the truth about something, you need to get that truth out. It doesn't matter if the person claims to be your friend or not, if they're doing something that's harming other people, you will get the truth out no matter what. And you did that. You belong, actually, part of the CIA at one time. Your family was as well. And you defected from the CIA. And when you did, you were getting attacked by the very same people that are attacking us. And you were alone in it. And you are such a hero, Barbara. I just want you to know that Len and I respect you tremendously. And you are an amazing writer as well. You have an awesome blog site. You want to give everybody that blog site address? That would be awesome.
Well, thank you, Sherry. Yeah, it's just put into a search Barbara Hartwell versus CIA, and it is on a blog spot, but you'll get it right up there.
And it
Barbara
could be
Hartwell
VS for versus, right?
Versus, yeah. VS versus CIA, and you know, Sherry, I mean, these people, let's go back to 1947. That's when CIA was formed out of the original OSS, which is the Office of Strategic Services. CIA was formed in 1947. The core of CIA was formed with Nazi scientists, OSS, not OSS, that was the precursor, but SS, okay, Nazi scientists, doctors, and war criminals.
Right.
That's the core of CIA.
And
okay?
Your family had experience with Joseph Mengele, I understand.
Well, that's right, because when the MKUltra program was formed, you know, officially it was formed in 1953, but it was going on before that, okay, Sherry? I mean, this comes out of the Nazi doctors, straight out of the concentration camps, the death camps. And so, you know, I have personal, direct knowledge and experience. You know, you get these neo-Nazis that are out there. They're all over the place. They're white supremacists, Jew haters. You know, these are basically Nazis. You can say they're neo-Nazis, but they are Nazis. They promote and endorse Adolf Hitler. They display the swastika on their websites, proudly display this. And this is becoming an alarmingly large contingent of the so-called patriot community. Well, these people are not patriots. People that support Nazis are not patriots. People that hate the Jews are not patriots.
Yes, that's absolutely right. I mean, there are so many of them out there. What really, I mean, this latest information that the is coming in is about the conspiracy conference that actually Dr. Horowitz had been invited to attend to and speak at it years. Dr. Horowitz and I spoke there in 2011, and we were supposed to have a speaker debate because some of the people that were invited there, like Ted Gunderson to speak and Anthony Hilder, were not on the up and up. And you know firsthand about Ted Gunderson. I know you were.
Yes, I did, Sherry. And I can tell you that I remember back, I think it was 2011. The guy who runs this conspiracy conference, I believe his name is Brian Hall. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah, he invited me, actually, and I declined the offer. And I know that you and Len went and were attacked there.
Yes.
Okay. But let me say something, not specifically about the conspiracy conference, but it goes back to these Nazis. I really have to say this. I have direct experience. These people invaded my life, Sherry, since I was a child. I'm talking about Joseph Mengele, the angel of death. I'm talking about Sidney Gottlieb, who was director of technical services in CIA. Was these are Nazi war criminals.
Yep.
So when somebody tells me, you get these idiots out there, they're saying, oh, there was one guy who was the typical coward. He calls himself Zion Crime Factory. He doesn't have a name, evidently. He's a coward that wouldn't use his name. And he attacked me because I exposed his neo-Nazi operation that he was running. And he called me fanatical Jew lover. That's me. Barbara Hartwell, fanatical Jew lover, hilariously claims that CIA was chock full of Nazis since day one. Well, that's a fact.
Yep.
Okay? And you know, I'm not a lover of Jews any more than I'm a lover of everybody, Sherry, because I love all God's children, and that includes the Jews. I'm not focused.
I know that about you, Barbara. I know you have a great heart for people. You really are truly somebody who really believes in Jesus, really understands. And it's not just about Christianity, because before Christianity, because Jesus never subscribed to Christianity, Jesus actually was teaching the way and the way to love.
Well,
and you
well,
have
that's right. That's right. And the way I see it, Sherry, is that you know, I personally am a believer in the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's me. I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to every creature. I literally do that. I walk the beach and I preach the gospel to the seagulls. And it's my belief that we should love our neighbors as ourselves. We should love God with all our hearts and love our neighbors as ourselves. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. So these people that are filled with hatred and they're attacking us for whatever we say, it doesn't matter what we say, they're filled with hate and malice.
Right.
And
they're being paid for it, or they're working on a get out of jail card for you.
Yes, right.
They have some agenda in it for them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you take some of these characters, and we could give a list. I mean, forget about Ted Gunderson. He's gone, okay? He's gone. But some of them are still out there. We can talk about Anthony Hilder.
Right.
Okay, we could talk about so-called Truod, a phony name with phony PhD, phony ND, which is a naturopathic doctor. He is not those things. The degrees that he claims are fraudulent. So these people are charlatans, okay? And then you get this Alex Studer that we call him Stooger, okay? He's this big fat stooge that is a lackey. He's a flunky for Truot.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. And they're malicious. I want to go back to the conspiracy conference for one moment,
yes,
because Truot is actually one of the being invited to speak there.
I was so disgusted.
But you know what? It was almost predictable, because the way we were treated, it was just like, okay. Wasn't, I mean, at the time when I first heard it, it was like, oh my gosh. I mean, he's really stopped. He's really gone so low now. But after what he did to us, Brian Hall, it's definitely, I mean, typical. It's suspected. It's definitely, I don't think that I should have been in that much shock. Brian Hall, he is one of the biggest hypocrites, because I haven't exposed him yet, but he should be exposed. Brian Hall is a closet gay man. I approached him with that after he tried to criticize our speech, saying, because when we described Timothy Patrick White, I talked about what happened on the telephone call when Timothy Patrick White, I said this at the conference when Len and I were up speaking on the stand. I told him the story about how Timothy Patrick White, who's a predicate felon, who is a cross-dresser, and basically, I don't have anything against cross-dressers, but this guy is...
That's not the issue. That's why, yes, Sherry, exactly. And I agree with you.
Exactly.
The issue is not that he's a cross-dresser.
Exactly.
The issue is that he was a collector of child pornography.
Exactly.
Now, this is an issue for you.
Exactly. And so when he called me up on my cell phone and he called me a whore, I told him, if anybody's a whore, it's you, Timothy Patrick
right.
White, because you like to dress like a whore.
That's right.
And then I went into a little bit more detail of what I told him. I basically told him that he probably, because he's a white supremacist, enjoys having black phallic stuck up his rear end, right?
Oh, my God.
And so then, of course, it was...
Sherry, it may be crude, but unfortunately, it's the truth.
Exactly. Now, here is a guy who's calling to threaten me, to tell me to shut up, and telling me he's going to release an audio sex tape on Dr. Horowitz and I, we don't shut up. And I told him, guess what? Go right ahead, because there is no such thing. That was number one. And that's what they like to threaten you with, stupid sex tapes, because that's like, they're so deviant, these people. And then when he called me the whore and I told him basically what he likes to do, everything went silent, because you know all of his Fed buddies were listening on the line. And then he hung up and he never called me again, but he did try to send obnoxious email threads, but never did want to call me again because he was afraid of what he might hear me tell him.
Well, Sherry, do you know that in 2002, okay, first of all, he was arrested again, Timothy Patrick White, predicate felon, who has been sicked on me since early 2001, okay? That's how long it's been. What, 12 years now? Yeah,
yes.
12 years. 12 years of criminal harassment by Timothy Patrick White. And, you know, when he was arrested for on the drug bust in 2001, you know, I had it from people that were on the scene, okay? I had it directly from some people that were on the scene there, that they the feds that came in, they found a hidden room in the warehouse where he was living. And the hidden room had all kinds of a huge wardrobe of hookers' clothes, sex gadgets, all that stuff. And they found child pornography. Well, you know, it's interesting that he was never charged with child pornography. Never charged. Because he's one of the get-out-of-jail-free card felons.
Exactly. Go after whistleblowers and harass them.
Yeah, and then he targeted me by he was tasked by the feds to target me, and his reward, his blood money reward, was he got out of jail. He was sentenced to like 4 years, Sherry. How much he served time? 5 months.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what happened. And he's a white supremacist, everyone.
Yes.
He is a white supremacist. So what I told him on the phone completely insulted him. And he couldn't stand it. He had to hang up. And now Mr. Hall, Brian Hall, is producing the conspiracy conference after we actually got off the stage. He was offended by what I said in the story. And I just told the story as it was. And he was offended by that. And I told him, look, I said, these are white supremacists, Mr. Hall. You're a gay man. I said, you should really be more sympathetic to us on our side and realize what is happening here. And guess what? He he basically kind of just turned it off, you know, like I didn't even say that to him. And he basically looked at me and said, well, how do you know that I'm gay? And I said to him, Mr. Hall, I said, because I have a lot of gay friends, I said, and I know that you are, so you can't deny it. I'm a really good, I'm a really good mentalist that way. I can really see through people. I know people. And he was trying to deny it. I know he is. And that's the whole hypocrisy of it, Barbara, is that he is actually sponsoring white supremacists. And what it is they don't like me because I'm Jewish and I'm a whistleblower. They don't like Barbara because she's a beautiful, loving soul and she's a whistleblower. And they don't like gay people either. So why would you support them? Why would you support white supremacists?
Exactly, Jerry. But you know the irony of it, aside from this, from what I deduced once I had investigated this situation and I saw that Anthony Hilder is a guest and Truod is a guest and all these speakers there. Yes, I mean, I believe that this Brian Hall can only be described as a hypocrite, a coward, and a sellout. He doesn't have an interest in the truth because we don't have any hatred or malice in our hearts for anybody. I don't care if they're gay. I don't care what religion they are. That isn't in our hearts to have that.
Exactly.
We only have righteous outrage against evildoers, period.
Exactly. If Brian was a Jewish man, I would be saying the same thing about him right now.
It wouldn't matter.
If Brian was just a truth-seeking, loving heart person like Barbara, who I thought was a loving heart person like Barbara, and he did what he did, we would still be saying the same thing about him right now. It has nothing to do with it. It's about the hypocrisy.
And you know, the funny thing, Sherry, is some of these people, including this Zion Crime Factory coward who never used his real name, and there were a whole bunch of these Jew haters, and they were all over these different radio stations, including Orion. And Orion, I give them great credit. Orion finally made a decision saying, we do not support hate speech on this program. We say no to hate speech because they had a couple of Jew haters on there. One of them was Maggie Rodden, a woman named Maggie Rodden, and Rebecca Carley, Dr. Rebecca Carley, who I was very disappointed. They were actually on the last broadcast on Orion Talk Radio before they left. They were actually talking about Adolf Hitler. It was like a big, huge party to celebrate Adolf Hitler. Hitler saved Germany, blah, 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 blah. Okay. And then I guess the people at the station had really realized that this is enough already. And anyway, they left, I guess, of their own choice. But they put out something saying, we do not support hate speech, that we defend the rights of all people. Okay, and that's the way it has to be. But some of these people, the Jew haters, they actually said that Barbara Hartwell is a Jew. Okay, a Jew. Oh, I'm not a Jew. I have nothing against the Jews. I don't have any bias toward the Jews or against the Jews. It just so happens I'm not Jewish. But they say, oh, she's a Jew, and they put like photographs of me. They took a picture of me from the internet, and they put me with like a yarmulke.
Oh,
I mean, this
gosh.
Is the kind of idiocy, okay? It's like if you defend the rights of people and victims, targets of the Nazis or of Hitler, and I, believe me, Sherry, I can speak to say in my heart, I might as well be a Jew in my heart because I got the same treatment from these bastards, the Nazis. I personally got that treatment.
Yes, you were persecuted.
I was persecuted.
Horribly.
Okay?
Horribly
yes.
Persecuted, Barbara. And, you know, and Barbara, in case people aren't aware, she also had given me a handwritten letter, I know. And this will go back to Ted Gunderson because he really, these people were working under him when he was alive. And Ted Gunderson would go out and say, I'm against this Satanist. I'm against.
Yeah, right.
And meanwhile, he was married to Diana Rively, who was Anton LaVey, the founder of the Church of Satan.
That's right.
Or what?
Now think about this, Sherry.
And
think
Barbara gave me that handwritten letter, and I appreciate that, Barbara, because from there it was really a big question on everyone.
Sherry, You were the only person who asked me for the letter, okay? And you were one of the few people that actually believed me. I've been putting this out for many years, saying telling the facts. And they all denied it. And Ken Adachi, that bastard, okay? He did the Gunderson PR show. They all denied it. And Ted Gunderson denied that he was married to Diana Rively. And I kept saying, I have evidence. And you were the only person that asked me. And as a matter of fact, I had to search, as you know, I had to search through my files because you were persistent. You kept saying, where's that letter? I need that. And I got it. I finally got it. I said, okay. And so I gave it to you because you cared about the truth.
Yes.
Okay? But my point is, I was there. I spoke to Diana Rively on the telephone. And the letter clearly states from Ted Gunderson, it was on FBI stationery, as you know, it stated that the marriage, to use that word, did not work out. And Diana herself told me on the telephone, and Ted told me, it was a marriage. That's what it was. And then they had it annulled. And they lied, or he did, not Diana, but Ted lied.
Yes. I mean, and that's what he consistently did. It was to cover up, because his whole position was that he was actually defending children against child sex trafficking and satanic crimes. And here he was engaged and married to a woman that was the high priestess of satanic cult.
Well, yes, Sherry. And he also covered up the Franklin cover-up, which was actually a double cover-up, as you know. Okay, with John DeCamp. I mean, Ted Gunderson was, as I have called him many times, the COINTELPRO kingpin. He got into the FBI in 1951. Can you hold on a second?
Yeah, sure. So everybody, Barbara has been completely persecuted by these horrible, horrible individuals. And we are doing our best to get the truth out. Go ahead, Barbara.
Okay. So anyway, Ted Gunderson got into the FBI in 1951. That happens to be the year that I was born, by the way. Okay. Sorry, I have a frog in my throat. Sorry. Anyway, he got out in 1979. So he was in the FBI for almost 28 years. And during that time, J. Edgar Hoover started COINTELPRO in 1956. And Ted Gunderson was absolutely the second highest man in the FBI. There's no doubt. Right under J. Edgar Hoover. He was the chief, you know, the FBI chief of in Los Angeles and Washington, D.C. He was involved in everything that you can imagine. Okay. And most of it has never been publicized. But to get back to the COINTELPRO, the whole point of COINTELPRO was to neutralize dissidents, to neutralize anybody that's not going along with the program via the government, what the government says has to take place. So that was his job. Okay, we're going back, even if we say it started in 1956. Okay, that's 5 years after Gunderson got into the FBI. So from 1956 to 1979, that's 23 years? Yeah, 23 years, okay, of COINTELPRO. So, you know, let's think about it. What is his job, okay? He got out in 79. But he continued. He was, you know, ex officio COINTELPRO, as we could say it. And then he was de facto COINTELPRO for the rest of his life. And he died at the age of 83.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I mean, even on his up until the time he died, he was COINTELPRO. And he did work under J. Edgar Hoover. Is that correct?
Well, here's the thing. Okay. He worked under J. Edgar Hoover officially for the entire time that he was in the FBI.
Right.
Okay. But when he got out, and of course that's suspect too, that he retired. Okay. We know that he officially retired, But he was still involved, it was obvious, even though he wasn't an official FBI agent. He was officially, quote, retired. But he continued with his COINTELPRO operations until the day he died. And he denied until the day he died, till the very, his dying day, literally, he denied being married to Diana Rively. Okay, who again is the ex-wife of Anton LaVey, founder of the Church of Satan. I mean, this is a major guy we're looking at here. We're talking about Anton LaVey. Everybody knows who he was, okay? He was directly underneath Crowley, Aleister Crowley, the most evil man that ever lived. He was involved with, you know, Michael Aquino. It goes on and on and on.
Exactly. I mean, and that these guys working under him, that his attack dogs, including Truat today, who I believe has taken not his position in the FBI, but in his position as leading these guys along with Bill Deagle. It seems to me that these guys are the frontmen for.
Well, they are, Sherry. You see, that's the thing. There's a whole bunch of them, and I know all of them, who they are. Okay, but when we really think about, this is really important to understand, okay? From the moment I got out of CIA in 1994, okay? Gunderson, I started to go public really with this kind of stuff. Before that, I had some other things I was doing, but okay, I started to go public in 1995. Well, 2 years later, 1997, who was planted on me but Ted Gunderson, the COINTELPRO kingpin. Now, they don't just go planting a person like Ted Gunderson on somebody unless that person is considered a real threat.
Right.
Okay? And so the whole point that I'm making here, the fact that they attacked Len Horowitz, the fact that Len Horowitz had known Ted Gunderson for probably the same number of years as I did, okay, only the difference was they weren't as close. Ted Gunderson and I were very close friends. We worked together, okay? But they don't send a guy like Ted Gunderson against somebody. When you consider the satanic aspect of this all, who will they send their people after to neutralize? They will want to neutralize a believer in the gospel of Jesus Christ,
somebody that preaches the light, somebody that's in the light and actually spreading truth and love.
Exactly. Well, exactly. And the same applies to you and Len, because they came after you, and it was quite a distance in time after they came after me. I think they first targeted Len in 2007.
Exactly.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And that's the whole bunch of them. There's any names I could think of. Benjamin Fulford. Okay. Truat. Anthony Hilder. Ted Gunderson when he was still alive.
Yes.
There's just a whole bunch of these people.
Yes.
Okay. And then the little minions like Tim White.
Yes. Yes. And what was interesting is that Ted Gunderson never really came out and acted like these guys to attack Len. It was others that he had sent. And then I investigated, this is before I had met Barbara, I had investigated who was behind these attacks. And then I figured out it was Ted Gunderson. And that's pretty much how we were brought together, Barbara, is because so I guess somebody introduced us, a mutual friend of ours introduced us. And then we then realized, then you came and said, wow, you know, basically Ted Gunderson, you're right. He is the one that was leading this group. But I really did research on it and figured out that.
Well, you figured out the same thing that I had been publishing for years.
Yeah.
You figured out before you even knew me. And that's why I had a lot of respect for you, Sherry, because even though you found my material, you had already made the connection.
Yeah.
And then you were able to make more connections.
Yes.
Because of the simple fact that it is the truth.
Exactly.
Nobody can cover up the truth forever.
Exactly. And I am so thankful to you, Barbara, that you've been documenting all of this for so long, because we would have been alone in this if we had not known that there was someone else out there that this had happened to. And I'm so sorry that you know, we weren't aware of this sooner, and, you know, because you were alone in this. And that's the part that makes me very, very sad, is they wanted to make you out to be that you were crazy, that you were not telling the truth or whatever, because you were alone in this.
Or that I'm a liar. You see,
yes.
The biggest thing.
And you're not. You're not a liar. You're not crazy. And
well, we know that. But here's the thing. What Ted Gunderson did, his big operation, once I cut him off, because I cut him off, I cut him dead. I mean, I cut him right off once I recognized what was really going on. And that was in 2000. That's 13 years ago. Okay, but what he did is he immediately engaged Ken Adachi. Now, Ken Adachi is a demon. Okay, I'm sure you know that, Sherry.
His real name is
whoever he may be. We don't know who. I mean, we don't really know. The other name that he uses is Peter Boudreaux.
That's actually his real name, and that actually his father run that site. I don't know if his father's still alive, but they're using a dead man's social security number, which is...
Oh, yeah, they always do. But the point that I'm making is he immediately tasked Ken Adachi, who is his primary, his primary PR shill, this horrible, demonic person, Ken Adachi, to put out a huge, huge libel campaign against me. And Ted Gunderson's statement went something like this. And he put out a couple of his own things. It wasn't too much. It was just a couple of things over a period of years. Because normally Ted doesn't do that. He uses his minions. But he put out a couple of big public letters against me. Okay? And in the first letter, he actually said, oh, I have no animosity against Barbara. I love her, and I always will. That's what he said, okay? And then when he saw that I wasn't going to back down, okay, then in the next letter, he said, you admit you were in the CIA. Once a CIA agent, always a CIA agent. If you attempt to expose them or to get out, you either go to jail or you die. Okay, and they ran with this. Now I'm suddenly a CIA agent, and it's all over the internet, okay? But from all the minions and the liars and the dupes, the stooges that are out there, this is what is out there, because this was the only way they thought they could neutralize me. It wasn't credible to say that I was crazy. It wasn't credible to say that I was stupid. It actually wasn't even credible to say that I'm a liar, because there was just too much out there that was so obviously authentic and correct.
But that's what they try to do. That's what they've tried to do about us as well. We're going to take a short break, Barbara. We're going to come back in a few minutes. I know we promised that we'll have a break every hour. So we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come right back. And when we come back, I want to talk more about this. It's just unbelievable what you've been through, and God bless you. Stay tuned, everybody. You're listening to the Harlcane Hour.
Is there proof of God's existence in our government's records? Author Jose Collazo brings his years of research into this stunning question to light in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More. Touching on little-known government projects such as the Remote Viewers Program and Active Auroral Research Program, Collazo has uncovered some amazing discoveries through his research and use of the Freedom of Information Act. From uncovered information on the Ark of the Covenant to connections between natural disasters and nuclear testing, experience this revealing look into our government's obscure and hidden work. Discover how new and experimental technologies may change our world forever and uncover monumental proof and answers to mankind's greatest questions in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More.
Hello, this is Michael Vera for CureShop.com with products endorsed by Dr. Leonard Horowitz, including Liquid Dentist, a one-stop defense system for not only your mouth, but your whole body. This unprecedented product aggressively attacks the critters that cause oral diseases using concentrated microfine silver plus oxygen and minerals to help reverse tooth decay and gum diseases, helping repair your teeth and gums naturally. Then, by swallowing this amazing and good-tasting tooth and gum saver, you actually get a natural, nutritional immunization against more than 1,000 strains of oral bacteria and viruses when you swallow. Liquid Dentist is awesome for boosting natural immunity. Imagine your teeth feeling hygienic, clean, and super smooth for up to 3 days after each use. Swish with it 3 minutes or more after brushing and flossing. Gargle to freshen and protect your throat, and then swallow Liquid Dentist. Wow, what a great idea. It's all natural, healing, and protective. Dr. Horwitz developed Liquid Dentist based on emerging science from England showing a 20-second exposure to medical-grade ozone kills germs deep within decay, even down to the nerve. Then highly concentrated mineral mouth rinsing can remineralize your teeth and harden them even harder than they were originally. This way, teeth can be saved and not drilled away or lost due to decay or tooth fracture. Plus, Liquid Dentist kills periodontal germs and leaves your breath fresh and teeth feeling professionally clean for days. Go to liquiddentist.net to learn more, or go to cureshop.com. That's cureshop.com, CureShoppe.com, to order your supply of Liquid Dentist today, or call toll-free 1-888-621-7611. That's 1-888-621-7611. Call now to save your smile. You're listening to the LNM Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Haro Kane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane, filling in myself today. Dr. Horwitz took off for the day. And I have a very, very special guest with me. Her name is Barbara Hartwell. Her website is Barbara Hartwell, that's HARTWELL, versus CIA, versus spelled VS, abbreviated CIA, and .com. And if you want to check it out, it's awesome. She actually has so much information regarding years of documentation of what she's been through, as well as others around her, what they've been through, and the attacks by the CIA, FBI, NSA, counterintelligence operatives that are actually acting on behalf of Big Pharma, acting on behalf of the New World Order agenda, and they are assigned, whether through a get-out-of-jail card-free or through payments of some sort, to attack their targets, which are whistleblowers, people that are out there telling the truth, speaking the truth, and also people out there that are promoting peace and love. And also even those that are promoting hate, which they actually like to take over those groups, such as the KKK, because they never really wanted to actually get rid of the KKK. They just wanted to control them. And that's what they do today, is they actually run the KKK. And I believe there was who was the famous person that said the best way to control the opposition is to actually run them, to actually be their leader.
I forget, Sherry, but that's absolutely correct. And, you know, if you don't mind, I think it would be good to get into some of the stuff that happened to Len Horowitz, because, you know, I first met Len, it must have been 1997 or 98, at one of the conferences when we were both speakers. You know, and I always, even though we never had any contact except for at the conferences, I always followed his work, and I always knew he was one of the good guys. Okay, so it didn't surprise me when I first started learning that they had targeted Len. It didn't surprise me at all. In fact, it was kind of surprising when I thought back, how come they didn't target him sooner? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just want to go back and say, the person who said that quote a few minutes ago was, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. That was Lenin. I just want to clarify that. But yes, you're absolutely right, Barbara. The thing is that the reason why they didn't attack him sooner, and this is what I totally came out with in conclusion after doing all the research, was that they used him. They used him as part of their agenda. They used people. And
of course,
me, he was.
That's right, Sherry. And I have to interrupt you quickly to say this. I totally agree with you. Because Len, from my experience of him, okay, and just from making friends with him and spending time speaking with him and working with him, as I have been for the past about 3 years or so, and you, is that Len is one of those people who is pure of heart. You know, they in the Bible it says, blessed are the pure in spirit, for they shall see God. Okay, and that is my perception, my feeling about Len.
Yes.
He does not recognize, you see, he's very different, I think, from you or me in that sense.
Yes.
Not that we don't have a pure spirit, but what I'm saying is that he's, in certain ways, he can be naive because he expects in his heart that everybody is going to be honest and sincere, and they're not.
Exactly.
And so they latch on to a person like this who actually has something, who has information, who is on a quest, on a crusade for truth, and trying to do something against the evildoers.
Exactly.
Okay? And they seize upon what he has, and they exploit what he has. And to a certain extent, the same has been true of me in the past. But I think that I had a more, due to my own background, I had a more, I had a clearer radar for the evil. I could see it because I'd been in it, if you can understand that. Okay? But they used him. And I think that's true of Ted Gunderson. I think it's true of Jeff Rentz.
Yes.
I'm sure it's true of Anthony Hilder. Is that correct?
Exactly. And they used him until the time was up. I don't know who decides when the time is up to go on the attack. But they basically, what they were doing is they had been attacking him. Even at the same time as they were using him, they were attacking him. So they had other people behind the scenes like Ott and
yes.
Timothy Patrick White, True Ott and Timothy Patrick White were out there making up lies about Len, like saying, oh, he came to my lab, yes. And shortly afterwards it was,
oh, I know,
blah, blah, blah. Lies like that. He never went to Truat's lab. It was all a big lie. But and then they put him on a fake Knights of Malta list, and
that's right. Now let's talk about that because that was the huge propaganda campaign against Len Horowitz, that he was a Knight of Malta under the control of the Black Pope. Or whatever they were saying.
Under the control of the Vatican.
Control of the Vatican, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so basically they wanted to discredit him. That way they created a fake list. They put him between people like Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon.
And that was Benjamin Fulford.
Exactly.
Who, by the way,
he's
an intelligence operative. I'm sure you know that, Sherry.
Yeah. Benjamin Fulford didn't create the list. It was actually created by Greg Zemanski under the alias of Eric Samuelson.
He's another operative.
Yes. Yes. And then Benjamin Fulford.
And a liar.
Exactly. Oh, they're all such liars.
Yeah,
and Benjamin Fulford took the list and circulated it all over the internet. And it was starting to escalate. This was happening to him in 2007. When I started, I came on board to work with him in 2009. I asked him what this was all about because I had no experience in the conspiracy movement or the truth movement, any of these types of movements. And he said to me, well, it seems like there's a bunch of guys that have nothing better to do with their time. And I said to me, after I started researching it, this seems like an organized effort of cyberbullying attacks against you. I said, this is organized crime. And I said, do you mind if I just really research this? Because this is what it appears to me to be. And sure enough, it was. And
well, of course, Sherry. But the whole point here that I would like to make is that you were operating out of spiritual discernment. It has nothing to do with whether you had a background or knew anything. The point is, it doesn't, I mean, yeah, having a background like I have, yes, it gives you an edge, okay, and it gives you a long-standing knowledge of these things. But if you have discernment, it doesn't really matter if you have the background. Once you have the discernment and you put in the effort, and you did, and you put in, you know, tremendous effort of an investigation of your own, and what you came up with you drew the same correct conclusions that I had been putting out for years, which is the truth about these people.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And there's so many of them. And that's the most horrible thing. When I say I didn't have a background, what I didn't understand was, first of all, that there was, you know, COINTELPRO agents, that there were people that worked for the government that go after whistleblowers. That
organized campaigns.
Yeah, I had no idea about any of these things. And that was really where I was coming from, was a place of non-bias. Because I had no idea what this was. I was not a, you know, a conspiracy, you know, expert. I had no idea. I just looked at it like any person, you know, that was really just doing a researcher would look at it and say, yes, this is an organized effort. Now let's find out who they work for, what their deal is. And that's
the best place to come from. I can tell you, it's the best place to come from, to be unbiased. To be, in a sense, innocent. In other words, with an open mind, observing. You were an observer, and you didn't have a bias. You said, I'm going to find out who these people are and what they are doing and what is the agenda. And then you were able to do that.
Exactly.
And to me, that's a purer position to come from, because you did not have a bias. You did not have an agenda. It was just a clear pursuit of the truth, and you got it.
Yes, and that was what was interesting, was I came back to Len and I said, you know, it turns out, I don't know if you know this guy, Ted Gunderson is behind this. And he was like, no way. I mean, I know him, and we shake hands and we hug at events. I said, I don't know him, but I can tell you something, that all the roads point to him. And he said, are you serious? And I showed him my research. I said, please look at it. And he did, and he, sure enough, he's like, holy smokes, are you serious? He goes, this looks accurate. And he started to look into it deeper, and then he tried to even contact Ted Gunderson, because it was so hard for him to believe that somebody who had actually pretended to be his friend, because all along, Ted was not the front man doing these attacks. He was the guy behind the screen.
He never is,
right.
Sherry.
Yeah, and that's why it was hard for him to believe. Here he was behind the scenes pulling the strings to have these attacks continue on while smiling in his face. He was backstabbing him. And it was just, I mean, horrible to, you know, to have him to actually see that, you know, it was a definite eye opener for him. And then from there, it was like slowly realizing that not everybody that was around him were on the up and up, nor were they out for his best interest. And so then we started to research it further. And the more we started researching it, the more the attacks started escalating. Eventually, they started to brainwash his ex-wife. Slowly, I remember visiting in California to where she was living, and I remember that she had to call the phone company all the time because there was weird frequency sounds coming through the telephones. And, you know, it's not everybody that can be brainwashed. There is not every personality that can be brainwashed. And you got to be really open to it. And she was. She was open to this. She allowed it to happen to her, unfortunately.
Well, Sherry, here's the thing. Okay, it's the person who lacks a core, a real core of integrity, and especially spiritual integrity, because they don't know who they are. They don't know God. They don't know who they are. So if a person is like that, yeah, they can be influenced.
Yeah.
Because what they seek in life is to please men and not God. They seek worldly ambition,
yes,
and not the kingdom of God. And so, yes, a person like that, because they have a vulnerability, and maybe that's not a good word to use, but in a sense it is, because
yes,
they are vulnerable to assault from the world of men, and they're dealing with what they are concerned with is ego gratification and material gratification, not something higher in a spiritual realm. And I've seen it happen over and over, Sherry, because they do this to people's families. They've done it to my family. I'm alienated from most of my family.
Yep, that's what they do.
And because of this.
And the sad part is that he hasn't seen his kids in almost over 2 years. So it's really, really sad. That's the most difficult part about
it. Well, that's heartbreaking, Sherry, you see? But that is what they will do.
That's what they do. And that's what they've done. You know, they've just actually, and even against me, they've upped the attacks. They've put, like, horrible things about me on the internet that aren't true.
Well, Sherry, here's the thing. We don't have a lot of time, but I really want to say this, okay? Is I call these people, they're demonic, but I've always called them the heartbreakers. The heartbreakers. Because the decent person, the truthful person, and the person who's seeking to stop these atrocities, somebody like you and Len, they're seeking to stop the atrocities, to save the children that are being abused and murdered. Okay, those people, they will break your heart because they will take away from you everything that's sacred to you, everything that's important to you. They will make it so that you can't, like, speak to your children or your grandchildren. They've done it to me, okay? And it's that your family is alienated from you and that you're isolated and you're alone in the deepest sense, because they will destroy everything.
Yes, and they have the power to do that. They're in with the court systems, with the lawyers, with the judges.
Right.
I mean, it's not just like you think. It's like some creepy white supremacist. No, they're creepy white supremacists with power, and that's the scary part about it. It's unbelievable.
Well, yes, it is, Sherry. And, you know, I know that in the Bible that Jesus said in the last days that people will be alienated from their families. There will be like a mother, a mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law, and against brother against brother, sister against sister, people against their children. And it's so tragic. It is really tragic. But we have to keep speaking out. We have to keep exposing these people by name, because we are in the right. We have the truth. And eventually, I mean, it will all come out. Whatever happens, it will all come out. But we need to document it and continue to speak out, because God's justice, I believe, will prevail.
Yes, I do too, Barbara. I love that, and I believe that. We have faith in God. We continue with our faith, with our prayers to God. We ask everybody out there to keep us all in your prayers. Barbara, Len, myself, the whole entire planet needs prayer right now, and we appreciate your prayers. We know that there are people, lots of people out there praying for us, praying for the justice, and we appreciate all that. We only have about a minute and a half left, but I just want to say, Barbara, that I'd love to have you come back again, maybe even this week if you can or whatever, to talk about the early days with the Franklin cover-up. A lot of people don't know about that, about when you decided to leave the CIA.
Yes, I was out because... Oh, okay. I got the 90-second warning. Yes, Sherry, I'd be happy to come back sometime.
Yeah, we'll talk
about the
days and when you defected from the CIA, like why you defected, what happened then. And I'm sure a lot of people, they may have heard it in the past, but there's a lot of people that haven't heard it yet. And I want them to know the story about how beautiful your heart is and how you just, you know, you have the love for the children as well. And I think we need to talk about that. And so thank you, everybody, for joining us out there. And thank you so much, Barbara, for coming on the program today.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Sherry. You let me know. I'll be back if you'd like to have me on another day.
Well, anytime you want to come on, and you can come on. Anytime you want to call in, you can call in. We love you. Well, everybody, until tomorrow, God bless you all. Stay safe and have a great rest of the day or evening, wherever you may be. Bye for now.